Time now for our monthly conversation with the League of Women Voters. And this morning, we're happy to welcome our guest to the studio this morning. Sherry Yaton is our guest this morning with Duluth Parents for Happy Playgrounds. Hi, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I love the idea of happy playgrounds. We're talking again about this idea of this rubber mulch. And folks might have first seen the story, as I did, on the national news. And they were starting to draw connections between incidents of cancer and kids that were playing regularly in playgrounds or on surfaces that were created from this from ground-up tires. And that's got some folks here in our community concerned. Tell us about it a little bit.
Yes, well, again, I'm here with the group, Duluth Parents for Healthy Playgrounds, which includes a lot of parents, but also other community members from around the area. It has become not only a local, but also a statewide and national issue. There are a lot of discussions going on about the tire mulch and questioning how safe it is for children. You probably also saw recently some middle school students in the area were in the paper yesterday for doing some research of their own on this. So it's become a concern and time to make some decisions and to see if we can make the playgrounds healthier for the children in the area.
Well, of course, whenever you come up with something like this that parents are concerned about and educators as well, that people are concerned about and they say this needs to be addressed, there comes the issue of how are you going to pay for it? And it's surprisingly not cheap. I think we had talked with someone from your organization a while back that said it isn't just a question of raking up all the rubber mulch and throwing it out and putting down something else. You kind of have to build something a little bit around the playground to hold in the sand or whatever you're going to replace it with. Or
yeah, unfortunately, if it was that easy, we would have had it done a long time ago. But the school district is currently taking bids to have this project done. It is fairly extensive. The school board has been very generous in voting to, first of all, remove it. And then in January, they voted on replacing it with the engineered wood fiber. So we are making some progress, but because of the cost, we're trying to speed up the process. It could take up to 3 years if we're not able to raise funds to support this project because the school district has a lot of other things competing for money and attention. So that's why we're trying to just speed it up so that schools won't have to wait and that all the schools can be done at the same time once this tire mulch is removed for just equity among the schools.
Right, because you want to get it out of all of the schools. So Earth Day seems like a perfect time to address this issue as people are thinking about, you know, being obviously environmentally friendly, and they're also thinking about healthy environments for everybody. And I'm laughing. We had a concrete we had a blacktop playground, man, you know, and we fell off stuff and broke bones, but, and we liked it because we were tough.
I remember the blacktop playground days myself, yes.
You
but,
bet.
But things change just as they are now, and luckily we've had support, had a lot of support in moving on to hopefully what will be best for our children now.
So what are you've got an event planned coming up for Saturday. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. A lot of events going on in the community. What do you have planned for Saturday?
Yes, well, perfect. We were so excited that Earth Day was an option and that the Skyline Lodge, who does a lot of fundraising events, was able to host something. So we have a silent auction going on. We have a dinner, a pizza and taco bar. There'll be fun events for the kids, a photo booth, and Earth-related coloring activity, just a lot of great time to socialize. There'll be great items to bid on and just a lot of fun for everybody on Earth Day.
Well, it can be frustrating sometimes when there might be something as like this example, something that you think the community really ought to do or the school district really ought to do, and you realize that funds are an issue and the community comes together and says, hey, you know, we'll figure out a way to raise our own money for this and we'll be proactive instead of, you know, maybe marching against the school board or something to say, we'll be proactive, we'll figure it out, we know it's going to cost a lot of money, and I think the community seems pretty united that this is a great idea.
They have been. It's been across the city, across the school district, members from a lot of the PTAs in the district, and just a lot of parents that are concerned, and definitely community support. I think that I have children in the schools, and I think that fundraising is just seems to be a part of our day-to-day activities. So this is something that I think is worth fundraising for and helping the district to be able to still support all of the other things that are going on, too. So if we can help in some small way, we've been happy to do that, and we've been working hard.
Those great community, you know, partnerships with other organizations. Sherry, thanks so much for coming in this morning and talking to us. It was great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Sherry Yaton, our guest this morning here on KUMD. She is with Duluth Parents for Healthy Playgrounds.